I've always liked the flip camera. My sister had one that fit in the pocket, had that one easy button to push, and produced pretty good quality video. I also liked the built-in USB connector. I didn't own a flip myself because I take a lot of video. My last YouTube count is at 935 videos posted. I need more storage than the flip had. It always seemed odd to me that Cisco, the company behind the plumbing of the internet, bought this niche business from Pure Digital for $590 million. Cisco's earnings fell 18% in the second quarter of 2011, and the flip really wasn't a growth product, so I can see why John Chambers didn't want the brand anymore, but why not sell it to someone who might do something with it? It would have to be updated, though. When the iPod Nano had a camera in 2009, Apple clearly was targeting the flip. Now most smartphones and devices have a camera for stills and video, so the question is, why buy a single-use product when you have the functionality in the device you already own and carry? Consider how younger people use the camera on their phones. They shoot and immediately post the photos to Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, or some other social media, or send to their friends' devices. You can't do that with a flip, which has no internet connectivity. Cisco tried a high-end flip, but it sold for $230 and was, again, single purpose. I just wish Cisco had sold the flip line to a company that would upgrade it, with Wi-Fi, more storage, and lots of photo and video-specific apps, instead of killing the line. That's what has me flipped off. Need some help with your app design and development? Check out Aztec at aztecweb.com and turn your idea into an app. See you next week.